This is the Midday Brief for Friday, May 22nd. I'm Charlie Turner for The Wall Street Journal. The jobless rate rose in all 50 states and the District of Columbia in April, according to information from the Labor Department. It's the first state-by-state look at how the coronavirus pandemic has had a differing but widely devastating impact across the country. In total, U.S. employers cut more than 20 million jobs in April, but the employment loss was not evenly distributed. Nevada had the highest jobless rate at 28.2%, Connecticut the lowest at 7.9%. We report that GM has delayed plans to roughly double output at its two main U.S. pickup truck factories. It's because of a shortage of parts from Mexico. GM postponed plans to call back employees to work second shifts at its plants in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and Flint, Michigan. It's the latest sign of the auto industry's halting restart after a two-month shutdown. Even as global economies attempt to restart, coronavirus infections continue to spread. More than a million new infections were reported worldwide in less than 2 weeks. The total number of confirmed coronavirus cases has now topped 5 million, with more than 333,000 deaths. In the U.S., there have been more than 1.6 million confirmed cases, and more than 96,000 people have died from COVID-19. For more, head to WSJ.com or the WSJ app.